at first.
I remember one in 68. And I think Doris Shadbolt had approached Michael Morris and suggested that he and I collaborate on some kind of installation, some kind of environmental piece that we'd kind of co-author. So we got together with, remember Mo Van Nostrand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Architect.
Architect, right. He was like the guy with the engineering knowledge, like how to make something come together that's physically strong enough and has the ability to pass all kinds of bylaws, and, you know, you can't just plug stuff in and turn it on. It's got to beat a code, you know. So Michael and I worked with Mo, and we came up with this idea that we'd build a room-like structure that had seven sides, and the sides inside were plate glass mirrors, 4x8 sheets. So the reason for seven sides was nothing was adjacent, like a hexagon. A septagon is everything was just slightly off parallel. So the experience of standing in that kind of space where you it's very unpredictable how the reflections structure themselves off into reflection infinity. And then it involved some light and sound work. Worked with Dennis and Ken Ryan and Al Hewitt. He was like the electronics guy who wasn't in the loony bin or running amok on methadrine. And we constructed this environment that was part of, I believe it was, you know, so much hash, man. I mean, I believe it was one of the first Vancouver Art Gallery Intermedia exhibitions. Well, at one point in the 70s, after the economic meltdown, I ended up working briefly for Pacific Art Services, just swamping on the truck. And one of our jobs was to go to the art gallery. No, wait a minute, get the location straight. Yeah, we went to the art gallery, we picked up all the mirrors from Prisma, and we took them out to the P&E, where part of the Vancouver Art School was, to the sculpture department so they could cut them up and use them for raw materials for the students. Yeah, that's a nice... Do you ever get any color?
No.
No.
I might have maybe one color, I'm not sure.
There you can see the effects of the seven sides.
Oh, sure.
It was really an intricate kind of pattern of reflections that... again, atypical, like disconcerting, like you'd see yourself on this odd angle instead of right in front of you, like your typical bathroom mirror experience, and another reflection on another odd angle, and on and on and on it went. Very, very disorienting. People liked it, though. It wasn't like unpleasantly disorienting. They were fascinated by it.